The health and life insurance world is big and confusing. Everybody needs insurance, but it's hard to get it unless you got a guy. And that guy is Antonio Briseño. Antonio's an independent, licensed insurance agent. He's contracted with Health Markets Insurance Agency, and the information he's going to give you is general in nature. It is educational. It is not legal advice. And now, here he is on KRDO News Radio. It's the agent, the guy who gets it done, Antonio Briseño.
Welcome to The Agent with Antonio Briseño. I'm your co-host, Ted Robertson. Antonio is a Health Markets Insurance Agency broker with 20 years in the business, fighting the insurance battles for you, taking the chaos out of insurance for you. Antonio, one thing we know we can count on in the insurance industry is that change is a constant.
Oh, definitely.
So you spend a lot of time educating. You spend a lot of time telling stories about these things, and all of that always feeds into what it is that makes you who you are. You love to untie knots for people, and you don't want anybody ever to have to worry about this stuff. That's what this whole business of taking the chaos out of the insurance world is, because, you know, we've discovered as we've gone along here that there's a constant in the insurance world, and that's that change is constant.
It is. And, you know, the biggest thing is that we look at, and the reason we started this whole venture was that we did have a huge change back in 2014, one of the biggest in the insurance industries. And so that big change that we had really threw people on their butt, because it changed the whole dynamic of how you buy insurance, what you do, how you enroll. And so now, even in 2019, approaching 2020, people still don't get it. People still are unsure and confused. And it's been around since 2014.
Well, it's kind of like being braced for change when you don't understand the thing that's going to change to begin with.
Yeah.
That's not your fault. That is not your fault. That is all of us suffering through this stuff together.
Well, I think what one of the biggest frustrating things is when an industry changes so much and there's so much change, because some of the changes have been around for a long time now. But I think the biggest issue is there were so many at once. And when you have so many at once, how do you keep track of them all? And then you do have all these little ones happening all the time. You know, between 2014 and 2019, the amount of carriers that have come and gone, that's crazy. I mean, that is just nuts. How do you keep track?
Yeah, and guess what? We're going to do an entire program on this very subject. But, Antonio, it speaks to how you function, speaks to how you're built. You want to not have people worry about this stuff. You want them to come and visit with you, get on your calendar, and you want them to sit, and you want to be able to talk them through what, for so many people, is a very complex and complicated process. And you do it every day, and that's how you get through it. We don't do it every day. We need help, and that's why you're here.
I need help too.
I know.
And I have good help. I mean, I have to say we have a really good staff, and they help me immensely.
I thought you were admitting to something, to tell you the truth. All right, Antonio, here's what's coming up on today's show. In the first segment, you've talked about this many times, but you'd never really pulled this out and made it central to one of your broadcasts, because it's kind of a big deal, and it does affect people and their insurance rates. Colorado is an interesting state. So you're asking the question, are you aware of how many accident deaths we have, and are you prepared in case something like that happens to you? And in the second segment, we're going to talk exactly about how to be prepared.
Yes.
In the event you're caught up in that, it happens to you or somebody in your family, heaven forbid, nobody is wishing that, but you got to know where to go, who to talk to, and what to do if it does strike your family or you.
Yes. I mean, the whole premise of my business is education, consultation. That's it. It's all about helping people prepare and understand what they need. It's not about selling policies. It's about educating people and making sure they have what they need. You know, just like anyone, any great professional does in any type of business. If you really care about people and you really want to help them, it doesn't matter what you do. You could bake pies. You're going to make the best pie there is that people love to have. I love pies. So that's what I try and do in the insurance industry, and that's what I try and do in my other ventures as well. It's helping people better their lives, and that's what we want to do. Because if someone in the insurance industry, if we take care of someone properly, then something happens, then they're taken care of and we feel better and they don't have to go through some devastating experience that they're not prepared for. So, you know, that's our mission. That's always what we're striving for. And so, yeah, this has been a subject that we've been talking about for quite some time because, you know, me, I grew up in LA. So I am no... I am not someone that's not familiar with traffic, you know, or accidents or problems. You know, I started driving on the 405, the 101, the 10, worst freeways in the country. So I'm familiar 100%. So, you know, but, you know, this city does something different that I've never seen before. And it surprised me the very first time I saw it. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I think LA doesn't do it because it'd really scare people. You'd probably have accidents if they did this. So we actually have a sign on the freeway that actually shows how many highway deaths there had been. Really? I mean, doesn't that shock you, Ted? I mean, so it's kind of funny. And so when I started seeing that, I started thinking, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. I said, I saw like, well, oh, there's been 50. I'm like, oh, 50 for the year. And then I saw, oh, it's 100. And then I saw, oh, it's 200. And I saw it's 400. I'm like, oh my gosh, in the state. Last year, I don't know if you're aware, you can look these numbers up. We're going to do them on our posts as well. But last year, according to CDOT, Colorado DOT, there were 528 deaths in the state of Colorado on the highway. That's pretty insane. So, you know, I was thinking about that. And then I looked at countrywide as well. We had 40,000 in the United States. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. And so when I started thinking about this, the first thing that came to mind is, if we have 528 deaths a year on the highway, our town isn't that big. Our state isn't that big. It's going to affect you and it's going to affect me at some time if that continues. I don't want to be affected. I don't want to know that one of my friends, my colleagues, family members, you know, they died in a car accident on the freeway or one of their kids died on the freeway, you know. So I really think we need to concentrate on, you know, why this is happening. What are we doing? How can we help with that? Is there something we can do? And so I really thought that was something we needed to talk about and express to everyone, because I'm sure people have seen the sign too, but then you forget about it. And so I also ran some other numbers, and the one other number that was kind of shocking was that the impaired drivers as well. So I also ran a number and found out how many of these accidents were from impairments, and it was 49. So far this year, 49 deaths from impairments. Okay, what is that? Well, you know, there's the big one, of course, alcohol. Everybody knows you don't drink and drive. You have a drink, get an Uber. It's cheap. I don't care if you had one drink, two drinks. I don't care if you think you can drive home. Hey, I grew up with a family that could drink. I'm a Hispanic. You know, they drink. I mean, I could tell stories that would really scare people. So I get it. Get an Uber. So, you know, then we also have what's new in our state, and that's marijuana use. Gotta use it. Don't drive. Because all the numbers are not 100% out there, but just don't take the chance. And the other one, we all know about it, and we all have a challenge with it because, you know, it's so ingrained to us today, our darn cell phones. If you get a text, you get an email, wait till you stop. Wait till you get where you're going. You know, be careful. We want to control this. And you know, the biggest thing is, let's be considerate. You know, there is nothing that important that you need to weave out of traffic, cutting people off, you know, trying to do 100 miles an hour on the freeway just because you're late. I've been late. I understand how it is. Be careful. Just think of other people. Think of your kids. Think of your friends. We just need to be a little more careful so we can control some of this. And I would love to see these numbers drop, especially the impairments, because if you think about it, the impairments, we can correct that tomorrow. Let's just not do it. Let's protect people in the city. And, you know, control some of those. I'd love to see these numbers for 2020. I'd love to see impairments at zero. That would be awesome. I'd love to see the highway deaths to be half. Let's do what we can. Talk to your friends. Talk to your family. Talk to your kids. Do whatever we can to go ahead and control these numbers, because this affects all of us. It affects me. It affects my kids. It affects you. It affects your kids, your friends and family, business colleagues. So whatever we can do to control that would be awesome.
What dovetails with all of this very nicely, Antonio, is what we're going to do in the second segment. We're going to talk about being prepared. And there's, for first, the first kind of, I think, preparedness deals with the shock if you're affected by a traffic fatality somehow, some way. What do you do in the aftermath? What does your family do in the aftermath? So, Antonio, talk a little bit, if you would, about what you're going to talk about next segment.
Yeah, Ted. So, you know, I didn't want to just go ahead and give all this negative information and then just not have, you know, some other options we're thinking about. And then also to be prepared, because I want our clients and I want the city to be prepared if one of these things happens. And, you know, some of these things you can't control at all. You know, you might not drive impaired. You might not drive inconsiderately, but you could be affected because someone else does. So we want to make sure you're prepared even now, and you can do everything you possibly can to protect you and your family.
All right, Antonio. We're going to take a short break. You're listening to Antonio Briseño. He's the agent. This is KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. You can listen live online at krdo.com anytime. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Bill Engvall, and I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, a national organization helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. Mike, the news reports keep saying that the rates might actually be going down.
The cost of many Medicare plans are decreasing this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans, plans that can eliminate your out-of-pocket costs, plans with $0 premium, and even plans that pay you back.
All right, Mike, with the enrollment deadline for Medicare coming soon, what should people keep in mind?
With so many new options, it can be confusing. You can get objective help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower copays, more choices like dental, vision, and prescription drug coverage, and the freedom to see the doctors you choose. Don't miss out on savings you deserve. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. Hey, folks, your Medicare is just too important to put off. So call Health Markets today and find out how much you could be saving.
Welcome back to The Agent with Antonio Briseño. The agent is the guy who gets things done. He's the guy that is taking the chaos out of insurance for you. He's the guy that is fighting the insurance battles for you. In the first segment, we talked a good bit about how do you prepare yourself for the possibility, and believe me, the more this happens, it starts to become an eventuality, that your life will be affected in some way, shape, or form by a traffic accident fatality.
Now, if it happens to you personally or your family, you've got to be prepared for that, not only for the shock of it, but also on the insurance side of things, you've got to be prepared so that your family is protected, so your family can go on and go forward and at least have expenses covered, at least have medical things covered, you know, the kind of stuff that keeps a family together. Money will tear you apart if you don't have it. And doesn't matter what your income level is, insurance applies. And probably the thinner your margins are for survival day to day, the more insurance becomes important to you. And guess what? It's affordable. And sitting and talking with Antonio is free. You really probably shouldn't wait to talk to Antonio. So Antonio, why don't you go ahead and take off from there and talk about the preparedness aspect in light of the fact that in a place like Colorado, as relatively small as it is population-wise compared to other states, 500-plus fatalities in a year, you know, there's the world's a small place.
Yep. And that's, okay, that's highway deaths. I didn't research total deaths. That's only highway deaths. So 520 highway deaths, I mean, that's just insane. We didn't have time to research all the deaths in the state. But yeah, you're right, Ted. We don't have that many people where this isn't going to affect you sometime. So, you know, and so how are you prepared? How do you prepare for this? And so what we wanted to focus on, one, so if we're looking at all these deaths and all these accidents happens, well, you know, there were people that were seriously injured as well. You can't have that many deaths and have those in the accidents and not have injured people too. And so let's focus there first. How many people were injured, you know, and how badly were they injured? And how prepared were they for that? So let's ask that question now, and that's what we want to focus on. So if you were injured in an accident, okay, and let's say you just can't work for a month or you can't work for a week, do you have enough money to go ahead and cover your expenses, take the time off of work if you couldn't work for a week or a month? Do you have it? Is it there? Is it in savings? Or are you going to have to live off of credit cards and go into more debt? We don't want that. And that's where we can help. And so there's a lot of different things and programs that we have that can help you in this situation. And that's what we wanted to focus on. So one big thing that people have heard of and a lot of people don't have is disability insurance. If you can't work, if you are injured or have an illness and you can't work, a disability policy is going to pay you for months or years. You should always look into that and see what we can do. Like I said, and as Ted always says, we do have free consultations. We're not going to charge you. We will answer questions for free, and we'll let you know what you can do. And we have multiple policies available as well. We have simplified issue policies. We have policies with major carriers for disability. And then also on the smaller end, we have supplemental policies for accidents as well. You know, you go to the ER, you go to urgent care, it's going to pay you for those things. And that money comes to you directly, and that can help you offset those costs. And it's really inexpensive. You can get a great accident policy for anywhere from $14 to $50. So it's cheaper than Starbucks. So, you know, there's always something you can do there. So those injuries, there's things we can do. Disability, major thing you want to look at. Accident policy is a great thing to have, because the accident policies we have also work all over the world. We've talked about that before. Give me a call, 719-203-6424. We'll set up an appointment, and we'll go ahead and explain to you how those work. And so That's what we're looking at. We're looking at those accident policies. We're looking at the disability policies. And then the big thing we want to focus on, we'll never have enough time to talk enough about, is life insurance. We talked about that last week. But, you know, what happens if you die in one of these major accidents and you don't go home? Do you have enough to protect your family? Is your wife going to have to find a second job if she has one? Are they going to have to sell the house? They have to move. They have to move in with family. Do they have to sell things? What's going to happen? This is all of a sudden. There's no preparing for it. You got to prepare now. And so you really got to look at your financial situation is if you're not coming home, you know, what's going to happen to your family? Is there enough life insurance? Do you have life insurance? You know, that's a major thing. So you really got to look at that and see what is available and what you have. And then also, you know, the thing I don't really like to talk about, I don't like to mention, but I have to because I think about it for myself as well. What were to happen, not just you, but what happened to your spouse? Let's say you weren't in the accident, but your spouse was, and you're working full time. You're working more than full time. You're working like Ted and I, practically 24 hours a day. You know, how are you going to take care of your kids and work that many hours? And if you do have to work that many hours to accomplish your goals, how are you going to do that and take care of your kids? So losing a spouse could be a major financial disaster. So if there's not enough life insurance on your spouse, you got to look at that as well. And, you know, savings as well. And then, you know, the one thing also, kids. I hate to talk about it, but we have to. What if something happened to your kids? What if one of your kids passed away all of a sudden? Car accident or something else. What are you going to do? I know me. I'm not working. I'm taking at least 6 months off because I'm going to need to get my head around things. And that's why I truly concentrate on my business of having a great staff that can operate my business well. Because if I need to walk away and maybe just work a little bit, then I know the business is going to continue. But we got to concentrate on that because if that happens, and it has happened, I've had friends and families that it's happened to, and it's devastating. Do you have the proper insurance on your children if that happens so you're prepared so that you can take the time that you need and do what you need to do to come back? And that you can go ahead and continue to leave a legacy for those children. And so we really need to look at that. And do you have enough? And how much is enough? And there's a lot of figures involved. So I can't just sprout out numbers here on the show and say, hey, get this amount. What we need to do is we sit down with you and we analyze you and your family to figure out what's best for you. And we put together a plan that's going to work for you. Everybody's different. So what's best for me is not best for Ted. What's best for Ted is mommy, not best for you. We got to analyze that. And we need to figure out what's going to be best for each individual. And that's what we do in the office. So give me a call, 719-203-6424. Set up an appointment. It is free. The agent doesn't charge. We're going to go ahead and sit down with you. We're going to do a full needs analysis on all your insurances and make sure that you are covered for any incident that we can do. And, you know, maybe you can't afford everything. We start somewhere. We just got to start. We do a little bit here and we do analysis every year to make sure that we're getting to our goal to cover you the best way possible. So that when you do have an incident like this, that you are covered as much as we can. Believe me, if we take these steps and we take care of you the best way possible, then you're going to sleep better at night and you are going to feel better if something like this happens. And there's not going to be that devastating feeling as I just have this, what do I do now? I just want to crawl in the head, crawl in a hole. I want to act like an ostrich and put my head in the hole because I don't know what I can do. I don't know how I'm going to handle this. I don't know how I'm going to fix it. We want to help you. We want to guide you and direct you so that you have a plan. And so if something does happen, then you're taken care of. We've helped your family. And you'll be able to sleep better at night. So there's many things we can do. There's many different policies. So give us a call, 719-203-6424. Set up an appointment, and we'll help you to understand what is going to be the best way to handle these situations.
All right, Antonio, let's give a look at next week's program. This is where we're going to talk about carrier and industry changes that your clients and your folks out there who are looking for insurance need to know about.
Yeah, so next week we're going to go over that. There has been some changes, and so we're going to look at that. And there's also, we've been getting some emails of not only regulation changes, but also carrier changes. You know, some carriers are not actually offering coverage in certain areas anymore. And so we want to update you on that. And we've also received some information of some carriers are actually going to start covering other areas that they hadn't covered before. So we want to update you on that so you're aware. So if you are in one of those areas or you have a family member in one of those areas that you know, hey, this new carrier will be available in your area. And also, like always, we want to update you on our meditation classes. You know, this Saturday, today, if you missed it, come next Saturday, 8 a.m., Boulder Park. And, you know, come check it out. Relax, learn to relax. Our whole purpose there is to teach people how to be present in their lives. And we have a lot of tricks that we teach our students and to kind of help out. So come check us out. And come learn our vision. So we have a vision for these classes. It's a donation basis. So love to see you there.
If you have questions or comments, if you want to set an appointment because you need insurance, you can call Antonio at 719-203-6424. He'll personally answer your call. If he can't, then leave him a voicemail and he'll get back in touch with you. In any case, the idea is to get on his calendar so that you can get face-to-face, have a nice chat about your insurance world and how Antonio can help. Thank you for listening. That's it for this edition of The Agent with Antonio Briseño. He's the guy who gets things done. Join him Saturday mornings here on KRDO News Radio at 11:30. Listen live at KRDO.com and get The Agent by podcast anytime on demand at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcasts.
You've been listening to Antonio Briseño, The Agent. If you don't got a guy who gets it done, you got one now. The Agent has everything you need to know and the place you need to go to get health and life insurance. Saturday mornings, 11:30, only on KRDO News Radio.